Your past traumas affect your relationship. Carrying on from my last video where I was talking about how important it is to understand the differences between men and women, the fact that we're not the same. Second pillar of getting a great relationship is to understand that you and everyone on this planet has been through some form of trauma growing up. What trauma really is, it's a block to love. It's a block to being open to love and giving love. Now, some of us have been in an environment where it was harsh, it was unnecessarily harsh. And you can justify that to yourself by saying, well, you know, I've turned out okay and it wasn't that bad. But the reality is that it affects your nervous system, either being in an environment where people are yelling and screaming or you're physically getting hit. That impacts your nervous system and makes you naturally withdraw. So you'll tend to have an avoidant style in your relationship. Equally, you could have trauma and a much milder form, a much subtler form in how you were raised. Perhaps one of your parents were distant, or they weren't particularly loving, or they had their own trauma where they really couldn't give you love, or they made their love about themselves. They were constantly trying to get from you. An example of that would be where two parents are not giving each other the love that they require. So one of the parent then tries to take that love, or in fact, takes that love from the child and places an emotional burden on the child to fulfill their own needs. Now, logically, the child doesn't have cognizance or recognize that this is happening, but it is happening, but they feel it. And that feeling becomes the trauma or the conditioning that comes out of that. And so they will then naturally feel unloved a lot of the time. And their style going into relationship is going to be anxious attachment. And they'll constantly be seeking reassurance or validation for the love that they're giving, or trying to take that love or get that love from the other person, either by doing things for them, to show them that they love them, or in the bedroom, you know, trying to get sex all the time to reinforce that they are, in fact, loved. So recognizing, firstly, that we have been through trauma, and then asking yourself the question. Some people look back in the life and go, I've got no trauma. My life was great. I get that. It's very easy to think that when you haven't had anything particularly bad that would create conditioning or trauma for you. But I promise you, every single person has been through this, no matter what they say. It could be bullying at school. It could be just one moment where someone rejected them. It could be a teacher made them stand up in front of class and they got embarrassed. That can create trauma. That can create you being closed off inside the relationship. So if you really want a great relationship, part of what you need to do is to look at where those incidences of trauma, and you may need assistance. In fact, you're probably going to need assistance to find those areas of trauma. And that's exactly what we do inside our relationship code events. We deal with the differences between men and women. In fact, we have a good laugh about those differences. But we also assist you in a very light, entertaining, and easy way to find what those trauma points are and how they're affecting your relationship, because they're critically important. And if you don't deal with them, they're going to pop up all the time inside your relationship. So have a think about it. Where is your trauma in the past, and how is it affecting your relationship right now?